person and work of Jesus Christ on the cross, a spiritual freedom. Where the law, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we have a spiritual liberty, a freedom to give, to respond to your grace. This freedom, Heavenly Father, purchased by the death of your Son on the cross, and made Heavenly Father alive in us by his resurrection. So we use both spheres of freedom in giving us unto the Lord. And we pray that you will receive these offerings this morning and that you will continue to use them to bring honor and glory to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, even Jesus Christ our Savior. In his precious name we pray. Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a poor sinner like me. So once I was lost, yet now I'm found. Though I was blinded, but now I see. And it's all because of God's amazing grace. Because on Calvary's mountain he took my place. And someday, some glorious morning, I shall see him face to face, all because of God's amazing grace. Through disappointment and dangers too, through labors and sorrows we've come, God's grace has guided safely through, and it will surely be our home. Then with a ransomed around God's throne,